Hello and welcome to Friday's Fragrant Quiz. This week, it's all about me, Melanie Jane. Well, why not? You don't call me a narcissist for nothing. And you can find the answers either in my website, bymelaniejane.com, in the About section, or at thescentacademy.com/about. So let's dive right in. Question number one. My students have lovingly given me a beautiful nickname, but what is it? Is it A, Frag Queen? Is it B, Fragrance Fairy? Or is it C, Perfume Princess? It's definitely not Scent Slut. Question number two. At the age of 8, my father gave me a gift that would be my first foray into fragrance. But what was that gift? Was it a collection of Chanel perfumes? I wish. Was it B, a bouquet of fragrant flowers? Or was it C, a perfume making kit? And following on from that, question number three. What was my father called? Was it Albert? Was it Joseph? Or was it Edward? Question number four, with no multiple choice for this one. In 1997, I went back to college as a mature student, and I went on to study two subjects, both of them diplomas, and both of them a year long. You get bonus points if you can name both of them, or you just get 1 point for one of them. Question number five. What significant life event led me to pursue an education and career with essential oils? Was it A, I lost my sense of smell? Was it B, grief and postnatal depression? Or was it C, I lost my Gucci handbag? Question number six. What project did I undertake for the Middle Eastern launch of a beer? Was it creating a themed cocktail? Was it designing a unique fragrance? Or was it organising a music festival? Question number seven. In which city did I begin my two-decade journey in the Middle East? Was it Riyadh? Was it Doha? Or was it Dubai? Question number eight. Which iconic Middle Eastern seven-star... That gives you a clue because there's only one of them in the world. Which iconic Middle Eastern seven-star hotel did I host perfume masterclasses where people would fly in from around the world to attend? Was it A, the Burj Khalifa? Was it B, the Burj Al Arab? Or was it C, the QE2? Question number nine. A chance meeting with which famous scent maverick inspired me to rebrand my business under my own name? Was it Coco Chanel? Was it Frederick Malle? Or was it Jo Malone? Question number 10. And there's a bonus after this as well. I like giving bonus questions. Which iconic car brand did I create perfume making activities for the launch of their new supercar? So I created perfume making activities for a car brand that was for the launch of their car. Was it Toyota? Was it Mercedes? Or was it Rolls-Royce? And finally, we have the bonus question. I'm known by my first two names. I have several, but my first two names is Melanie Jane. But do you know what my last name is? Is it A, Attenborough? Is it B, Nightingale? Or is it C, Valentine? So how did you get on with those easy peasy questions? Question number one was, I have a nickname that my students gave me. Very lovingly. And what was it? Was it Frag Queen? A. Was it Fragrance Fairy? Or was it Perfume Princess? And the answer is not Scent Slut. The answer was Fragrance Fairy. I first got this name at the Habtor Palace Perfume Masterclass that I did with one of my students who attended quite a few of my classes. And then other students started to draw pictures of me dressed as a fairy, which was very sweet. Question number two was, at the age of 8, my father gave me a gift that would be my first foray into fragrance. But what was that gift? It definitely wasn't A, Chanel perfumes. It wasn't B, a bouquet of fragrant flowers, but it was C, a perfume making kit. I used to make some awful fragrances with that. Everything smelt of musk and vanilla. And God bless him, my dad, he would wear those fragrances. He would go to work every day with these fragrances on. God knows what his colleagues used to think. Anyway, question number three, following on from that, what was my father called? And it was A, Albert. Albert. Question number four. In 1997, I went back to college as a mature student, but what subjects did I study? Now, I studied one from 97 to 98, and then I studied another diploma from 98 to 99. You get 1 point for naming one of them, 2 points for naming both. So in 97, I studied holistic therapy. And in 98, I went on to study a diploma in beauty. I was a beauty specialist. Question number five. What significant life event led me to pursue an education and career with essential oils? Was it A, I lost my sense of smell, B, grief and postnatal depression, or C, I lost my Gucci handbag? It was B, grief and postnatal depression. No laughing matter, but perhaps if I didn't suffer from that, then I might never have pursued this kind of career and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now, 30 years later. Question number six. What project did I undertake for the Middle East launch of a beer? Was it creating a themed cocktail, designing a unique fragrance, or organising a music festival? And it was B, designing a unique fragrance. And I created this fragrance for the Carlsberg brand, but the beer that they were launching was Kronenbourg 1664 Blanc, where they wanted me to create a fragrance, which might sound impossible, and they've never done it before. So it was a bit of a gamble on their part, because they'd always given marketing things away when they launch beers, but they'd never had a perfume created with the nuances of the beer, which was citruses and fresh light florals. And I created it for them by the skin of my teeth. It was the fourth sample that I gave them that they fell in love with. And there was only ever 500 bottles made. They were very small, 15 ml, and they were really gorgeous. And that was it. It was just for the launch of them, because they wanted to launch the beer and convince the alcohol distributors to buy cases of their beer. Question number seven. In which city did I begin my two-decade journey in the Middle East? Was it A, Riyadh, B, Doha, or C? Yes, the answer is C, Dubai. Felt like I was coming home. Question number eight. Which iconic Middle Eastern seven-star hotel did I host perfume masterclasses where people would fly in from around the world to attend? Was it A, the Burj Khalifa, B, the Burj Al Arab, or C, the QE2? Yes, the QE2 is a hotel, but it's definitely not seven-star, trust me. And it was B, the Burj Al Arab. I had people that would come from Middle Eastern countries, European countries, Bangkok, one guy from New York. He flew all the way from New York to Dubai to attend a class at the Burj Al Arab for the weekend, literally. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that you've come all this way. What was it? Was it the venue of the Burj Al Arab that made you want to come? He said, no, it was your face. Don't know what that means, but anyway, that was amazing. He was called Carlos, and he was originally from Colombia. Fabulous guy. And he won the golden feather that day for coming the furthest. Question number nine. A chance meeting with which famous scent maverick inspired me to rebrand my business under my own name? Well, it definitely couldn't have been Coco Chanel, because she wasn't around then. Frederick Malle, was it B, Frederick Malle, or was it C, Jo Malone? And it was, in fact, Jo Malone. I met her at the Literary Festival in Dubai. She was there for a book signing at a book launch, and she also did a talk to the people in the audience. And it was just about what she said during that speech, which I can't really remember, but I remember that she inspired me to change the name of my brand from what it was, Nightingales at that time, to Melanie Jane. And it was my friend as well, who's also called Jane, that she said, oh, Melanie, you've got such a beautiful name. Why don't you just call it Melanie Jane? So there you go. It was a mixture of two people, but it was mostly Jo Malone to begin with. sparked the idea. Question number 10. Which iconic car brand did I create perfume-making activities for the launch of their new supercar? And it was A, Toyota. It wasn't Mercedes, although I did get approached for Mercedes to do a similar project for the launch of their new Mercedes Maybach, and it wasn't Rolls-Royce. So it was Toyota, and they had two... They were launching the Supra, the 2020 Supra. They had an event that was full of over 100 press influencers and VIPs for the launch of this car, and they had lots of activities, mostly to do with cars. They had a chocolate making stand, and then they had my perfume making activity, whereby everybody that came to the event got to make a fragrance and take it home and have a scent memory of the event of the Toyota. It was a very clever thing for them to do, because fragrance sparks memories, doesn't it? Bonus question. I'm known for my first two names, Melanie Jane, but do you know my last name? Is it A, Attenborough? No, that would be David. Is it B, Nightingale? Or is it C, Valentine? And it is Nightingale. Melanie Jane Nightingale. I do love my name. It's very lovely. People used to say, is that your real name? Because it's really nice. And I was like, yes, it is. I was born Melanie Jane Nightingale. My father was Albert Nightingale. But his sister, interesting fact, was called Florence. Yes, not the Florence Nightingale from, was it the Crimean War days when she was a nurse? But she was actually called Florence Nightingale. And then she got married and made the huge mistake of changing her last name to Broughton, because that was the done thing, wasn't it, in those days? Probably 60 years, 70 years ago now. When she got married, yeah, Florence Broughton. Yeah, it doesn't really have the same ring, does it? Anyway, there you go. That was this week's Friday's Fragrant Quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. And next week, it will be something random again. Maybe you want a quiz about you. If you do, send me over 10 questions and a bonus all about you with 3 multiple choice answers, and I'll gladly read it out. That's it. Take care. A bientôt.